When you return from a two-week vacation from work, how's it feel when you're first back on the job? Do you feel maybe you've lost a little bit, you need to catch up? Well, that brain drain is similar to what happens with a child during the summer vacation from school, albeit a longer period of time, obviously. The absence of the brain stimulation from learning can actually roll that odometer of a child's brain backwards. In a manner of speaking, my next guest is here to detail some free, fun educational tools that parents can use keep the child's brain and mind active and growing during the summer recess. She is the director of learning with LeapFrog, Dr. Jody LaVos. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
And I give you this website because that's where you can learn everything that we're talking about here. But still, listen to us, by the way, leapfrog.com/summercamp. And explain how this happens, because people think learning, the brain can't go backwards, or what's in there, especially with someone younger, can't be erased or lessened, in a manner of speaking. But just like an athlete or someone who is a jogger or runner, is it fair to say that the brain is almost another muscle where if you don't keep working at it, it can actually weaken and fall backwards?
It is a fair analogy. There's many skills that we need to continuously rehearse, or we forget, or we get slower at them. And so it is important to continue learning new skills and staying actively learning throughout the year.
So when you look at, again, it's challenging enough for a teacher to make sure the kids engaged in education. And what LeapFrog does, and this is something at leapfrog.com/parent guide and summer camp, introducing a level of entertainment versus an educational toy, which maybe isn't as effective in many cases. Is that one of the keys where a parent has to look for?
Absolutely. We believe that kids learn best when they're having fun, when they're engaged. And the exciting thing is that for young kids, learning is fun, and it's seldom separate from play. So that's one of the great news in all of this, is although the summer brain drain is a real thing and can account for 1 to 3 months of summer loss, it can be eradicated. It can be prevented by playing and learning with your kids. So there's a lot of fun tips. One tip would be to go on field trips. They can be small excursions in your own community, but they offer an opportunity for your child to ask questions, to be part of the planning process, and to stay physically active. We know that kids can gain as much weight over the summer as they do the rest of the school year combined. So in the absence of physical education classes and sports activities, field trips are a great way to both stay physically active as well as mentally active. A second tip would be to let your child be the teacher. Pretend you're in school. Let your child teach you something that they're passionate about. It's a great chance for them to learn through teaching, but it's also a great opportunity for you to understand what excites them. The third tip would be to harness the power of educational technology. There's a lot of options out there now. There's tablets, there's reading devices, things that are going to address specific learning skills, but as you mentioned, there's still a lot of fun for kids. And then finally, I really encourage parents to look for programs in the summer. They might be at your library, or they might be online, like LeapFrog Summer Camp. It's a completely free online summer program. It starts on June 22nd, and parents can learn more, as you mentioned, at leapfrog.com/summercamp.
And that's 8 weeks of free printables, activities, articles, videos, stuff that the parents can learn from as well and become the summer teachers, because unfortunately there is more and more school districts, especially here in New Jersey, just because of budget restrictions. Summer school is something from a generation ago, which kids today have no idea about what that's about. You have YMCAs, by the way, that offer a lot of these ideas that we're talking about here as well. But really, your starting point, leapfrog.com/summercamp, to get some ideas as a parent to engage your child in some fun education. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas and our conversation with Dr. Jody LaVos, who is the director of learning with LeapFrog. The idea as well, doctor, with math skills come to mind. If you're doing going on field trips or going on planned vacations for a week or two, aren't there a lot of things that you could do as far as with math skills? You can ask your child to watch for a specific highway sign, for example, and start counting, things along those situations.
That's exactly what I recommend. We know that math skills are particularly vulnerable to loss over the summer. I think many parents understand the importance of reading to their child every night and continuing those literacy skills, but math skills sometimes get forgotten. And what you've suggested is exactly right. It's weaving math into everyday context, making it fun, making it meaningful. So if you're walking down the street, have your child look for shapes and patterns in the world around them. If they're on a play structure, have them climb the rungs of the ladder and count them as they go up to the top. So it's really about embedding math into their everyday experiences.
Now, maybe one of the advantages of tablets and smartphones is, especially in the warmer weather, it's getting kids out of the house instead of planting them in front of the old school desktop computers, which have pretty much become ancient right now. But for the parent who might not be totally tech savvy, if you look for educational apps on a smartphone, you're going to get buried in stuff. What's some of the things that parents should be looking for if they're going that route?
Yeah, there are tens of thousands of apps that claim to be educational, so it's a real challenge for parents. One recommendation is to do your research. Play light versions of the games. Ask trusted members of your community what they would recommend. And play and understand what you're handing before you give it over to your child. Another one is to consult a third-party organization such as Common Sense Media. They do fantastic, very thorough reviews, including the educational value of content. And then the third tip would be to turn to a brand that you trust, that you know has the expertise, like Leapfrog. We've been designing apps and games and experiences for kids for 20 years. So we really have deep experience in embedding learning objectives into fun, entertaining solutions.
So when you look at parents, and this is something we've talked about here frequently on the show, you have libraries which just don't do summer reading programs. They get local businesses to make contributions of services and products. So there are prizes for those kids who read certain books or read the most books. You have local YMCAs that have summer camps and programs. If things are not really economically friendly for you, a lot of those organizations have outlets by which they make those programs more affordable. And like Dr. LaVos has said, there are just so many tech avenues, certainly at leapfrog.com/summer camp, that are free and they can guide you as a parent. It really becomes a family effort too, which isn't that important, Doctor, to just not say to the kid, here's a bunch of stuff, go over there and do it, to make this a shared experience.
Absolutely, and that shared experience is really central to how we've designed summer camp. There's 8 weeks of content, and every week has a different theme, whether they are videos, activities, printables, really designed to be things that you can do together as a family to support really the whole child. So we're talking about literacy, math, creativity, science, and more.
So check that out, and more importantly, download everything that's being made available at leapfrog.com/summer camp. That's starting up in the third week in June, but we'll check it out now and get ready. Bookmark the link so you'll know where it is and when to dive into that. Make the education process continuous. Make it fun for your child because it becomes fun for you, especially when you see the end result as your child continues to progress instead of regress. That's the big difference during the summer recess. Didn't mean to launch into poetry there, but I guess accidents happen sometimes. We've been joined this morning by the Director of Learning with Leapfrog, Dr. Jody LaVos. Doctor, thanks so much for helping parents understand what they're capable of doing, helping in the child's education process. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.